This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You're like a sky full of stars. It's Friday. So exciting. We've got tickets for Disneyland. We also have we have so much Disney stuff going on right now. If you love Disney, you have arrived. Tickets to the Disneyland Resort all day long at 9:05. We about an hour from now, we have our first pair to give away. And then there's another pair at 12:05. And then Jane has you four times this afternoon, 3:05, 4:05, 5:05, and 6:05.
That Jane.
She really has it going on. It's Jane.
Like a goth superhero. Like, yeah. Just
superstar.
Gosh.
So we'll give you a code word. You text it to our contest line when at the assigned 05s. And then you'll be entered for your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort. And you'll be qualified for the grand prize vacation. I know, it's big. 4 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets and a 2-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. So there you go. I'm not sure if I'm caught up on the traitors or not. Because yesterday, as John and I sat on Thursday... As John and I sat down to watch the Survivor season premiere that happened on Wednesday night, it's the whole thing where we go to bed too early to watch any primetime shows, we saw that there was one. So I said, look, just skip ahead and let's see if our key person is still on the episode. And it ended without a resolution at the round table. So it is possible, like I haven't seen anybody vote yet. It's possible that the next time I see an episode... That our girl Danielle, the woman who is a longtime friend of the show. She was on a couple of seasons of Big Brother, and she lives locally, and we love her. We've seen her a million times, and she is starring on this show. And I think there's only maybe two episodes left.
She told me yesterday she'll be here when the season is over.
So this whole season has to be over.
Yes.
So I think
whatever
she wins
that
it.
Means.
She wins it. She's going to win it.
I really hope you're right. I really liked something that happened on this thing that I just sort of peeked through to see if, because I thought, look, if she'd gotten kicked off, I would want to know that on today's show and not have it be spoiled for me or have it be something that we didn't address, because I've been following this really closely. But unfortunately, with the whole thing where I can't be watching things when they actually happen, what are you doing tonight? I don't know. I'll be asleep for it.
Right. I follow Danielle on Instagram, and I remember noticing she was working out extra hard, like got a trainer and was posting videos and pictures of, her in training hard. Yeah. And it didn't occur to me, but it turns out these reality show contestants get more shows. And so
they go into this pool.
Yeah. So she's someone who has a TV career.
Yeah.
And Carolyn immediately has started a podcast after she got kicked off, and is talking about the show. And bitching about Danielle to no end.
Oh.
Oh.
You know what, though? Carolyn, you did it to yourself. Like, you are too emotional. She was so hurt, rightfully so, over a situation that arose that she just couldn't trust anymore, and she, like, refused to budge on anything, and she wound up. I feel that she was a victim of her own emotions.
You are booing yourself.
She was booing herself. Like, honestly, there were a couple things that were a little bit give and take that she could have played a little differently and still been on the show. I do believe that Danielle was trying with her, even though Danielle did really screw her over at one point in the show.
Oh, well, what are you going to do sometimes?
It's called the traitors for a reason.
The traitors. People do get so mad about it. So anyway, I'm looking at this thing. The traitors, the new episodes drop on Thursday nights. So that means there's a new one as of yesterday. So if you're trying to be caught up on this, look, it is binge worthy. You really get sucked into this show and you are like, what on earth is going to happen? What will they do? How is this going to go? They do a great job with the show. And the host is Alan Cummings, and he is just delightful.
They style him beautifully too.
There it is. It's just all about, like, what wacky thing can we, that's vaguely Scottish, can we put this guy in? It's so good, Vin. It's so cute. And they're in this castle, and it's just like, they show these shots of the castle in the grounds, and you're just like drooling over it. Oh.
And you get to watch Dumb Tom.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of dumb dummies. But back to your point, Vin, you do a reality show or two, and you're in the pool, and you've got to keep it together so that when they go, oh, let's see if Danielle Reyes is available. Boom, she is.
It's the same for game shows. Like I told you, I was on one game show, The Chase, on ABC, and the next thing you know, I'm on another game show. Like, they, once you're in the pool, baby, they like you. You're in.
You're pre-vetted. They don't have to do as much work on you, right? Anyway, The Traitors. It's a show you should watch. Here's some other stuff that's happening this weekend. I actually heard an ad on our station for this morning, and it's a good cast. It's Woody Harrelson and Simu Liu. Simu Liu. It's called Last Breath. It's based on a true story about deep sea divers who try to rescue one of their crew members who's trapped hundreds of feet below the surface. And it sounds like everything's going right. I mean, listen to the trailer. Obviously, they need to create some drama. But they're doing their best to save the guy. I don't know how it turns out, although it does say it's a true story. My guess is, I'm not going to make a guess. Last Breath. The trailer's up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. All these things. I got a zillion. Zillion things up today.
It's horrifying.
I'm sure it is. This one's in limited release, but I'm in. You tell me that Bill Murray's in a movie, I'm like, okay, I'll check that out. I've seen him in enough stuff that I was like, that is really good. This is called Riff Raff. A couple weeks ago, I put the trailer up for this, and I reposted it today. It's all the stuff's on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It's Bill Murray and Pete Davidson. They're gangsters, these two, the Riff Raff. Seeking payback on a former hitman played by Ed Harris. But not only do they find him, they got to deal with his dysfunctional family. It also stars Jennifer Coolidge, and who's so white hot. I love her. And Gabrielle Union. That trailer's up now. Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Pete Davidson and Bill Murray.
Pete Davidson and Bill Murray. And I did watch the trailer and thought I might have to watch this.
Oh, okay, because that's an unlikely pairing and doesn't fit in with any kind of mob scene I can imagine.
Right. How are those two gangsters? So,
Pete Davidson,
and by the way,
gangster.
So this is limited release, which means you may or may not, you may be able to like find this on a streamer and rent it. But a lot of times those are just things that are premiering in like New York, LA. It doesn't even have a rating attached to it yet. But put it on your radar if you're a Bill Murray or a Pete Davidson fan. Maybe a Pete Davidson.
You know,
fan.
He made the news as someone who was getting his tattoos burned off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's been a running story now for a while. And I saw a picture of him. I want to say he must have done something for GQ or some magazine. And they clearly, now I know this now, they clearly had, photoshopped him all of the stuff clean.
Oh.
So these photos are of him with no tattoos at all and not even a hint of
scarring
color
or scarring. Color, right.
And I was like, oh my God, what a, not only must he have never left the laser, you know, facility,
uh-huh,
but it's a miracle. And then it turns out I got an actual picture of the dude, like, you know, a few clicks away and went, oh, there's shadows of everything still there, and he hasn't gotten even to half of them yet. So whoever did that photo shoot went, we can fix all those for you, no problem.
Yeah.
And it looked remarkable.
We have AI.
But it was fake.
We can do it, yeah.
Son
you know, there's two ways to go when you have a bunch of lousy tattoos, or tattoos that are not what your current, you know, people wind up finding God, and then they're like, wow, I got a whole lot of Satan on me. Mm-hmm. I better get this off of here. People are blacking out their tattoos. So there's, you can
see a lot of that.
You can spend all your time going to laser and get back, you know, to your as close to normal of untattooed skin as possible, or you can just paint yourself black. And there is a ton of that going on.
What's her bucket did that?
Is it Dita Von Teese?
No.
It's not.
Kate Von D.
Kat Von D. Kat Von D. That's
what
right.
What did I say?
Kate. But you were so
close.
Yeah, you're right
on.
There.
Davey Havoc did that too.
I want to say Machine Gun Kelly did a bunch of it.
Yep. He's in the middle of doing it as well. Davey was someone who'd had full sleeves. And this is a guy from a few different bands.
Davey Havoc's mom listens, hi.
AFI is one of the bands. But anyway, he already had a bunch of tattoos, but then he blacked them out. It looks great, but I was sort of like, wow.
But it is a thing. That's it.
Well, you know, yeah,
you're not getting that removed.
You've probably said to yourself, not only are these blurring, but none of them represent me anymore.
Right.
And so I guess that's worth it. And lasering is like such a thing.
Well, listen, so is tattooing.
Yeah.
Everything's going to hurt. You've got a choice to make there.
Yeah, that's true.
You know. Maybe just get like a black circle over the satanic thing you don't want anymore. I don't know. I just don't.
Well, anyway, I can't see Pete Davidson pulling off a gangster, but all right.
Well, I'm sure it's a comedy, Vinny.
His guy, Bill Murray, though, will bring me right into the fold. No problem.
So that one is called Riff Raff. It sounds like it may be something you can rent. I don't know. It's not in wide release, but the trailer's up and it is funny. I did like it. Over the weekend, we had a lot of Oscar stuff. There's a few things here. So tonight on ABC, there is the 2020 countdown to the Oscars with Robin Roberts. Okay.
Okay.
If you're like, I want nothing but the Oscars all weekend long, well, it's there for you. The streaming premiere of the movie, The Lord of the Rings, The War of the Rohirrim, I think that's a cartoon.
Mm. Yeah.
And that is today on Max, whatever that is.
HBO.
Don't say that because nobody knows. There's another Lord of the Rings that, you know, I think this is the one that Amazon does. Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power, season 3. Like they were saying, you know, right?
Oh, I watched that.
Oh, you do?
I love it.
The guy who played number one in Stranger Things, he's Vecna.
Oh!
But he's
the bad guy.
He's the bad guy. He is starring in it this season, apparently.
Okay.
So his name in real life is Jamie Campbell Bauer. I'm looking at some pictures of him going, oh, when he takes the Vecna stuff off, he's pretty handsome. He's a good looking dude.
See this guy.
You know, he's one of those pasty English dudes I like, right? How cute is he?
You really do have a type. Yes.
I do. I know. I'm into it. Put some fairy ears on that guy. I'm in.
All right. Take it easy.
Well, I mean, it's Middle Earth. He might very well have some fairy ears. Oh. Anyway, they've announced that he's been cast in the upcoming third season. I do not see what his official role will be, but he will be a regular on the show, they say. So there you go. There's that. Saturday Night Live this weekend. It's back to normal. Here we are in season 50 or whatever it is. 50-year anniversary. Saturday Night Live is hosted by Shane Gillis, and the musical guest is Tate McRae. The Oscars... Well, the coverage starts at like 3:30 our time. That would be like the Oscars red carpet show.
Okay.
And then goes from 4 p.m. our time until whenever you fall asleep out of absolute boredom. The 97th annual Oscars with host Conan O'Brien. I'm only kidding. You know, I'm just jealous. I think that's what it comes down to. Like someday... I'm going to call up a friend of mine on a Sunday and I'm going to go, hey, what are you doing tonight? What are we doing for the Oscars? We're going to do Oscar bingo. We're going to have like a drinking game. What are we going to do? Is it going to be fun? I'm coming over. Are we dressing up like different characters for all the movies? What do I have to do to be at your party?
I want you to know, I brought that up earlier and I want you to know, I appreciate you kind of having my back and feeling that. I'm sure a lot of people went, I do that every night.
Yeah. Well, lucky you.
But I never do that and haven't done it since I was a kid. The whole, hey, what are we doing tonight?
Yeah. It's a random Thursday.
I'm in. I'll see you later.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It
the olden days.
It struck me as so weird.
Which is so funny because here's, you know, Vinny's waiting in line for a sandwich and some young, cute boy. Hey, sup? What's going on tonight? Ah, those were the days, my friend.
I didn't say anything about him being cute, but, you know, okay.
I just assumed.
No. Anyway.
He was, wasn't he?
What did he look like? You said he was tall.
You can say it. It's okay if he's cute.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't even have time to notice. I was busy, like, you know, looking at what's happened to me. What has happened to me?
You were inwardly reflecting.
Yeah.
What?
I haven't said that in 35 years. I don't know when the last time I called someone and said, what are you doing tonight? Yeah. And then went, I'm in. I'll see you there.
You know, one of the best radio shifts when I was in my 20s, I worked at this place in St. Louis called The Point, 105.7, The Point. Thank you. And we were like an alternative station. It was like right when Alanis Morissette was coming out and Hole was touring and you know, just all these like cool bands. And I worked from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. And I had no kids. And so I would call John and be like, hey, man, we're all going to run down to Mississippi Nights tonight. We're going to go check out this band. And John would be like, all right, I'll come.
I'm in.
I'm in. Let's do it. Just.
I did the same thing, but I worked 6 to midnight.
Oh, so 6 to midnight. See, 6 to midnight's no good. 6 to midnight's no good because midnight, everyone's done. Things are wrapping up.
Not in Morgantown, West Virginia.
Really?
Things are just, getting started.
Well, yeah, that's an age thing for sure, I guess.
I mean, West Virginia, the bars close at 3 a.m.
So, what?
Yeah.
What is, and the kids are allowed. Like, what is going on there?
The kids
there?
Come early in the night and then late night.
Yeah, put them in the napping room in the back. Don't worry about it.
Give them a pickle.
Oh, my God. Oh, I love pickles. A pickle yesterday. Anyway.
What are we talking about?
I don't know. Here's something. I like Shrek. And there's about
end
to be...
of
thank you.
Period.
At the end.
Period.
Okay. Next story.
Bye bye, everybody.
Good. Next story. Rick Springfield is in a microdosing LSD.
Oh, okay.
Rick Springfield is 75 years old and he battles depression. A lot of people battle depression, especially if you got like a couple other things going on and things can get heavy. Rick has been battling depression since he was a teenager and his new treatment is, and they don't really go into it that much. He says it, that he microdoses LSD, but then he doesn't really go into what it's doing for him. He just talks about all the other things that he tried and like he's,
it has been something if you, and I'm not looking at the internet at the moment in terms of, you know, doing a search, but if you search that, you will see that there are therapists that are using that to deal with depression specifically.
And like, it's a weirdly productivity thing. Remember like all the kids in Silicon Valley were microdosing
you
LSD.
Don't want to play around with LSD though. Like that is a strong, like that's,
I used to love it.
It is very strong.
Don't love on it. He said he used to love it. Everybody used to love it. We were all kids. That was when we were calling people going, hey, what's going on tonight?
Yeah.
I'm going to drop acid. I'm going to drop acid, man. That's what's going on tonight. Will you babysit? Because I know you don't do that. All right, I'll do
what
it.
You will find out, and I think that you'll back me up on this, is a lot of people with different problems. It could be ADHD. It could be depression. They often are using drugs and alcohol to manage their problems to maybe for momentarily or briefly to great success, only to find out that it's like
they've dug a whole nother hole.
New
for them.
Other problems.
Right.
So.
I had bipolar disorder, and that is something and I have a couple forums I go to, you know, when I got diagnosed, I wanted to like talk to other people that had it. And ketamine and microdosing is something that a lot of people with bipolar try. I have ADHD as well. I'm a mess. And that's for both of those people will try that stuff. And I'm like, I would get into it. Like
yeah,
I know
that's
me.
That's the problem.
I'd be like, microdose me some more.
He said he tried ketamine. I'm talking about Rick Springfield. He's 75 years old. He was a guy on a soap opera. He had a couple big hits like Jesse's Girl. I'm sorry.
He's still huge
was
with
his
a big
name
audience.
Noah
he's,
on.
Yeah, that sounds right. Dr. Noah something or other.
Drake.
Yeah, sure. Let's go with that.
He does a cruise every year. And I have friends that are women who go on it, and it's sold out every year. Like there's still a huge fan base for him.
Drake comes up as
there he is, Rick Springfield.
Good job.
He was so cute. He's actually He actually got more and more handsome the older he got, too. Like, I saw a movie with him and, like, I want to say Meryl Streep or something a couple years ago. And I was like, he's like 7 years old. I'm like, you are still completely viable, Rick, Mr. Springfield.
He's viable.
I think I might do you if you offered.
From the 405, don't hate, hallucinate.
Okay. Yeah. So Rick Springfield says that he hadn't done any LSD, for real, since I was in my 20s, but it was a great high. I don't mean to push drugs on anyone, but I'm not averse to anything that helps me be happier and a better person. I could use some help in that area. I'm always searching. He said he tried ketamine. It did not like it. He said it made me feel heavy and machine-like. It didn't change much, although I have been writing a lot, so you never know what kind of effect it has later on. And he said what's helped him the most is cutting back on alcohol. As you get older, it's kind of a natural thing to drop all that stuff. Not for everyone, Rick. I'll have a couple sips of vodka or something when I'm on stage, but I don't drink any other time. All right.
415. Don't be such a buzzkill, Vin. LSD is delicious. I've had a mouthful of it before, and you're right. I didn't. It was fun.
A mouthful would kill you.
Well, no, I had one. I've only ever taken one hit.
Yeah.
I've known people, though, who've taken two and three, and when I hear that...
Goodbye.
I truly think I don't know how you survive, because I honestly had one was two, like...
Yes.
At 6 hours, I was like, oh, no, I think I'm stuck like this. And you have that as sort of exasperate, like that.
Yeah. When I think of what a little tab of blotter acid looks like, that already looks like a microdose. So, like, how little must be in an... I mean, are we talking, like, one micron of... What do they have to whittle that down to?
Like a corner piece.
I feel like it's even got to be even less than that. I mean, it just seems like so ill-advised. But if you're 75 and you're just trying to be a little bit happier, go for it.
It's nice to hear. Yeah, that's, yep.
Be happy. Find the thing that makes you happy. And if it's LSD, you're 75.
I mean, I don't know how that works, because one of the things that I would say to someone probably is, but that stuff's still illegal.
Yeah.
So you do have to be careful with that. You're buying it.
Is it prescribable?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't know where you'd get it.
You have to go to you have to go somewhere, be there, take it. Like,
yeah.
You can't just like go
to
the
pharmacy. I'm an illegal doctor. You need something illegal, I can prescribe you an illegal doctor thing. You got to get on the dark web. You got to go to the upside down. All right. I'm out of time. I do like Shrek, though. I really like Shrek.
What does that have to do with anything?
Zendaya's gonna... No, I said I like Shrek, and you were like, that's the end of that. And I moved on. And then I went, oh, yeah, but Zendaya's gonna be Shrek's daughter in Shrek 5. Shrek, there's gonna be a Shrek 5. I put the teaser up. I love the Shrek movies.
There is a story, then.
Yes. She's going to play the daughter, and it looks really funny.
Local girl.
Local, yeah, Oakland girl. Zendaya. Okay, then, what's going on?
DJ superstar Jane absolutely loves Rick Springfield.
Yeah, she does.
That's not the story that's coming up, though. Right. Let me see here. Dumb things people are proud of, and more after these.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC.
Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Friday. Listen live, win contests, and get our show's full podcast. It's all happening at RadioAlice.com. Oh.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by A Trip for Four on the Disney Destiny Cruise Line. Oh. All this week, we're giving you a chance to win A Trip for Four on the Disney Destiny Cruise. All you have to do is download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to Alice for at least 1 hour each day to get your daily entry and enter for your chance to win A Trip for Four, including hotel and air, to set sail on a cruise on the Disney Destiny.
Odyssey.
The first thing I'd like to report is there are no eggs and toast in the lunchroom over there.
What does that mean?
That means I went in there hoping to find eggs and toast, and there was no eggs and toast.
Is it because of the egg shortage? So it's just toast?
There's nothing there. Mm. Just an empty table with no eggs and toast.
I'm not sure I'm picking up what you're putting down.
I really was hankering for eggs and toast.
Oh.
And I thought, I'll walk into the lunchroom and just maybe there'll be some eggs and toast. I don't know.
You're saying during the last break, you walk down to the break room.
Hoping to find eggs and toast. And there was none.
You get yourself a nice Snickers bar, though.
I know, and I didn't want that. I wanted eggs and toast.
I have some pistachios.
No, I got food. I just
put that in the machine.
Don't you ever get in this in the morning, and it's you just think, you know what I need?
Pizza.
Well, I mean, pizza would be
eggs
great, too.
Eggs and toast,
but
fine.
Eggs and toast, yes.
This show influences what I eat so badly.
I know.
Yesterday, guess what I grabbed for lunch?
Eggs and toast?
10-piece chicken nuggets.
Oh. Because of the 100 chicken nuggets. 10-piece, huh?
Yeah.
Did it fill you up?
Is that enough?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, it was wonderful and delicious. I never go there, but we talked about it all day yesterday.
Which kind of sauce did you get?
Honey mustard, of course.
Obviously, right? Yeah. I like the barbecue as well.
What am I, an animal?
I can do a double dip. Get one in each.
The story was Usain Bolt ate 100 nuggets a day when he was
competing.
Because
he knew he would not
right.
die from them. Yeah.
So let's not talk about food because I'll just go do whatever you all say.
Well, obviously eggs and toast.
That's the move, buddy.
That's lunch today.
So one of the things I like the most about the weekends is like I have the time to think about what I want to eat and figure out a way to get it. I love that.
It's nice.
Sometimes I'm just like, just make a sandwich. What do we have for cold cuts in there? Let's have that. Open up a salad bag, have a sandwich at the end. But then, you know, on the weekend, you'd be like, oh, I'm in the mood for, you know, some delicious Mexican food. Or maybe we'll go to Chinese.
Oh. You're going to get in his head right now. You know that, right?
You know what? John was looking at this recipe for to make his own satay sauce for like so we do chicken satay.
Oh.
I'm like, that sounds well. We have the little skewer sticks on there too, hon.
Someone texted in, and I don't know if I'll be able to find it in the moment, but you were talking about how you didn't have braces, so the kids don't get braces. John didn't have braces.
Yeah.
And someone wrote in and said, yeah, John had a broken arm for like 2 weeks, and no one even helped him out when he was a kid.
No, that was a leg. It was a broken leg.
It was a broken leg for 2 weeks, and no one said, let's get you to the doctor and have that looked at.
He was the fifth of five, and those other kids were so needy. Wow. Eventually, they got him to the doctor.
And he got the cast he needed?
I don't know what it is. I guess.
Or just, you know, Advil. Or was that even a thing when he was a boy?
It was a baby aspirin.
Well, anyway, no eggs and toast. So yeah, that's
I'm
bad.
Sorry to hear it, Vin.
Science! Oh! First, boycott day.
Oh, yeah.
National Day of Boycott. I'm just reminding you.
Economic boycott.
Right, so don't spend your money.
We're not just boycotting
everything. Right. No, don't spend your money, they're saying, at the big corporate stores.
Right.
And that's how we are heard.
Yeah. That's how we heard people's pocketbooks, those big, the fat cats. Fat cats, I have a heart attack.
Unfortunately, we'll double up tomorrow because we are starving today, but, you know, whatever.
Well, yes. Most likely all the things we were going to buy will eventually get bought.
Right. But today we show them.
Yeah.
Okay. Science!
Da, 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 da.
The big science stories this week include the parade of planets tonight.
Oh, right.
There's a big parade of planets with 7 planets visible in the night sky. Experts say the best time to look is right around dusk. You might only see 4 or 5. Saturn's pretty close to the sun right now.
Oh.
And you'd need a telescope or binoculars to see Uranus.
Mm. It's tiny, Uranus.
Good thing.
Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't want it to be too big.
Right.
That is true.
They call it a parade because they're all lined up in the sky. It won't happen again until 2040. I mean, that's what they say all the time, and then it turns out it's one little thing's different, but that's not this.
Well, when you get to be our age, you know, 15 years, that's like forever from now.
Parade of planets tonight. The best time to look is around dusk.
Okay. I just texted John to make sure we've watched the parade of planets tonight.
In animal news, wolves may have domesticated themselves 30,000 years ago because they really like getting treats from us. Well, free food.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come around to DJ sometime with some free food, see what happens.
We will gobble that ass up like you've never seen before.
And spill plugs all over the place.
Well, another plug just fell out of my mouth. Oh, you got some ham over there, honey baked?
Come on, let's treat yourself.
Around a sausage, right, my friend.
Tina, come get some ham.
I don't know how Jimmy Dean is not a sponsor on this show yet. Somebody tell. Someone tell Lindsay.
You want me to tell her?
Yeah.
Poor Lindsay got this so-called soundproof booth put right next to her desk. Maybe we could get a skyscape painted on that wall next to her because it truly is.
It like dwarfs where she sits.
It's a wall on one side of her, and it's just this fake wood. So
Lindsay's one of our salespeople. She's like the best. I love her. We've worked with her for years. She's not out there.
She's not out there right now.
Yeah. Can you even remember what you were supposed to ask
sausage
about?
Sausage.
Oh, good job. Jimmy Dean sausage.
Jimmy Dean sausage.
Vinny did a very scientific test of the soundproof.
Oh, yeah. That was some solid top of the lungs yelling.
I'm walking down the hallway and I just hear, Maddie! And I'm looking around like, what's going on? What's something wrong?
It's not that soundproof, is
it's
it?
It's not at all soundproof.
Well, we should explain that we have these pods here where people can like take a private phone call or, you know, be on a Zoom meeting where you've got to talk full volume.
Because the rest of the place is all communist.
It's all shared. Yeah, it's okay. Communal. It's a communal use.
Right.
Let's go with that. So, Vinny, we got one of those pods. It's right outside the door here. In fact, we should take some pictures of Vinny. We should lock Vinny in there. And see how long it takes for him to yell himself out.
See if he can find his cell phone.
His phone. Damn it. I'll be home. It'll be tomorrow afternoon. I think I left his phone in there. He's going to find it and find his way out.
Anyway, next story. The dumbest things people take pride in.
Okay. I take pride in many dumb things.
When people are proud to say they don't read. I haven't read a book since high school. I don't read.
That is a weird thing to be proud of.
It is a weird thing to be proud of.
I'm like, well, you're robbing yourself of one of life's great pleasures. But okay, congratulations, I guess.
I'm torn on this one because I do think there is a luxury in not being married to tech.
Okay.
But they say here, and these are the dumb things people take pride in, not knowing how to use computers or using any tech or caring to learn the basics. On one hand, I think, like, okay, that is pretty dumb. I mean, all this stuff is really useful and can, and
it is.
It's mandatory in most walks of life. If you're not banking online, then you're not banking, I guess. But if you're that rich that you've got people handling your business, and who's the guy that you can do his impression? Walken?
Christopher Walken.
We got him.
Yeah. He was talking about how, I don't use any of that stuff. Well,
he's got people who can do it.
Right. He doesn't need to. And he's an old man.
They may be doing things around me.
I've got my assistant.
Oh, there we go. That's good. Really good.
Good one.
It's worked its way into our lives in a way that it is starting to feel very unhealthy. Like, I'm really,
agreed.
I have this nervous feeling about, like, only one or two things would have to go very wrong for this whole apple cart to be just flipped over and tossed down the hill.
These are things, the dumbest things people take pride in, working themselves to death and not taking time for themselves. Yeah, you'll regret that.
Yeah.
That's nothing to be proud of. I do understand that you want to be someone who's grinding and busy and working their way up to the top. But at some point, you're going to.
Hard work you should be proud of.
Agreed. But there is a point where you will look back and go, wow, I gave it all to them. And I got this.
Watch.
Trophy.
At my 25-year anniversary.
Yeah. And I really could have gone and done I could have gone to, I don't know, Kauai for a week. Instead, I went, no, I got stuff to do.
Sometimes people, though, I bet you that applies to people who are like running their own business. It just eats their whole life and they it's not just a job. It's their identity. This is who I am. This is what I do.
I do think, and I could see this as a parent for sure. If you're a parent that grinds yourself to smithereens building a business so that you can hand it to your kids and they have a life before them they wouldn't have otherwise had, that's pretty rad. That's like the best gift a parent could give a kid is here's your livelihood and I did all the hard stuff.
I set it all up. You just have to take it over and
run it.
Yeah. Oh, can I like just make withdrawals out of this giant bank account over here? Because, there's a party at my college campus this weekend. So I'm going to do that. All right,
the dumbest things people take pride in include being unhealthy. This is a personal story and I don't mean to make light of it in any way. But Christina's stepdad, who's no longer with us, he would boast and joke about how he eats fast food twice a day. Loves it. It's his favorite
thing. It was
really
all he ate.
It's his thing. It was his thing. He was overweight and then had a heart thing. And the doctor said, you need to get your weight down. And he quit. He was like scared straight. Mm. But it was too late. His heart had already been damaged to the point with the salt.
Oh, God.
He's in heaven now. But it was one of those things where... Yeah, don't brag about being unhealthy and your favorite food is a Big Mac.
Yeah.
That's nothing to brag about.
It is good, though.
They're fine. Every day?
Well, I mean, I am hungry. I'm hungry every day, so.
Being so busy or also being so lazy. Don't be proud of that.
I'm not proud of it, but I am lazy.
Drinking or smoking a lot.
It's just so hard to get back up.
Drinking and driving.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
Be proud
don't be
of that.
Proud of that. Hide that. Or actually,
or don't
better
do
yet.
It.
Or better yet, don't do it. But don't act like it's, cool, because it isn't.
Hide it.
Keep that on the DL, man. Loser.
Things that are not stuff you should be proud of. Being brutally honest, especially when it's more about being brutal. Being right. Especially when you're wrong.
I know. Oh my God. These days, like being right is just off the table for me anymore. Like I used to just be able to, there was no Google. I could just say something.
I can spout
stats that I just made up in my mind to back up my non-argument.
I've always referred to it just as my number, but they're calling it a body count here. But
oh,
being proud of this incredibly huge number you've racked
or incredibly
up.
Low. Like, I, you know, I can count them all in one hand.
Turns out that's one of those things people say just to end that conversation.
Which one?
I can count them on one hand. Yeah. I heard more than one girl say that to me. And I was like, hey.
Yeah, I can count to any number on one hand. The yeah. fingers can repeat. You can't also, use just five.
It's also very awkward when they tell you that. And then they go, how about you? And it's like,
I'm like Wilt Chamberlain level. Is that, do you know about that?
I was single a long time.
Mm. Kept falling down into it.
Is your number in the hundreds, would you say? Maddie?
Might be. I was very active when I was single, but you know, and hundreds? I was single until I was 30. Not hundreds, but it's a higher number. It's a higher number. I doubt it's that high, but it is. Fine. You know, when
you had some fun,
you have good times.
You don't feel like you didn't sow your oats.
Yeah, like absolutely.
So somebody who slips into your DMs now is, you know, getting, plus you're like re-virginized, right? It's been a while for you.
Exactly. Yeah. It's been a while.
Our text number is 800-400-369. It's been a while.
It's Thursday.
Whoops, sorry.
It's actually not Thursday.
It's Thursday. It's the wrong button. Sorry.
Is a while like before you got your hip surgery or is a while like...
Yeah.
Okay. Well that's only
been married
2 weeks,
for quite a long time.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago is not a long time.
But, well, I don't really want to ask any questions that you don't want your person to hear the answer to. Here's some texts.
My person?
My ex-person.
I feel like I do know one thing.
Oh, was it hot ass Danielle?
No.
Oh.
Did you try though?
No, I you know, you had the party and you know, I tried to like see if there was anything there and didn't feel it.
Okay.
Wasn't feeling it. Oh. It's all right.
This is all right.
It's all right.
Oh. Again, our text number is 800-400. 925 says, I'm so immature. I literally crack up at Uranus.
Yeah.
So
I know.
That's so dumb. That.
But look, they named it Uranus.
My
like
anus.
They had to know. Maybe when Uranus got named, because I think he's like a Greek god, right? Uranus.
What?
Aren't all the planets named
my
after
anus
gods?
Uranus is a Greek god.
Aren't they all? Actually, so Jupiter, I think, is Roman. So maybe it's a Roman god.
He's a god of sky and primordial deity. He's a primordial deity with a god of sky, Uranus.
Uranus. Can you see if there's a pronunciation on that is...
It's
actually, don't.
Uranus,
don't, it's
I believe.
Not, though. It's Uranus for sure.
It says...
That's what I was taught in school.
Uranus. I'm looking at right now.
What are you guys debating?
Nothing.
How to say Uranus?
How to say the name of the planet Uranus?
My anus.
Don't do that. Look, I don't want no trouble. It is Friday. As fun as this is, let's just don't.
What's coming up in the trash?
We got those Disneyland tickets after this.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.